Hey friends, so we realized after the fact that the word that they use to describe themselves, that G word that they absolutely love, is actually not that great of a word. It's an ethnic slur. So what we're going to do is we're going to bleep it out and, you know, do better, know better for next time. The more you know, you know? All right, enjoy the episode. I'm Sasha Goff.
I'm Tammy Goff.
And this is Will It Fly, a podcast where we watch the first episode of a TV series and let you know whether or not we think it's worth watching.
So you don't have to.
Because it's all about you.
It's all about you, baby. All right, so what are we doing today?
We're doing Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. Oh my God, our first reality.
I'm so excited.
Me too. So what's IMDb say?
A reality-based look at the vapid lives of several New Jersey 20-somethings and their respective friends and or hookups.
Ooh.
So.
Hookups.
One, they're not all from New Jersey.
No.
Two, ouch.
And very nice word, IMDb, using vapid. So I have a lot to say from Wikipedia. Jersey Shore was a reality TV series on MTV from December 3rd of 2009 to December 20th of 2012. And that was just the first run. That was not the family vacation one that happened later on. It's a show about eight housemates in Seaside Heights, New Jersey for seasons 1, 3, 5, and 6. They're in South Beach, Florida in season 2 and Florence, Italy in season 4. It's currently streaming on Hulu. The University of Chicago and the University of Oklahoma actually have classes or conferences about this show.
I would love to sit in
Wouldn't
on that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Wow.
That would be a lot of fun. Here are the cast members. We've got Pauly D. He's a DJ. It's super cute. He's my favorite. I can't help it. Then you got Nicole Snooki Polizzi, Mike the Situation Sorrentino, Sammy Sweetheart Giancola, Ronnie Ortiz Magro, Jenny J. Wow Farley, and Vinny Guadagnino. And I had to actually look up how to say his name.
Yeah.
Played a YouTube video. And then we have Angelina Pavarnik and Dina Nicole Cortez. In the house were 35 remote-controlled cameras, 12 handheld cameras, 1 IMX camera, and 6 DV cameras. I don't know what an IMX camera is. I tried looking it up, but it wasn't that interesting, so I just said, eh, whatever.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. In 2010, the cast was named to Barbara Walters' 10 Most Fascinating People list.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, they are fascinating.
Yeah, actually, they kind of are. Yeah, I gotta say, they are. Many of the cast members weren't Italian.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So Snooki is actually Chilean. She was adopted by Italian-American parents as an infant.
Okay.
Jay Wow is Irish and Spanish. Ronnie, Sammy, and Angelina are part Italian. Ronnie's other part is Puerto Rican. Sammy's other part is part Greek. And then Angelina's other part is part Polish. Snooki and Jay Wow had a spinoff, and so did Pauly D.
Yep.
There were 11 other shores. There was Geordie Shore in Newcastle, England. The Valleys in Cardiff, Wales. Gandia Shore in Gandia, which is a Valencian community in Spain. Warsaw Shore in Poland. Then we have Acapulco Shore in Mexico. Super Shore Mediterranean, which is MTV Spain and Latin America. Floribama Shore in Panama City, Beach, USA. Rio Shore. Reality Shore in Crete, Greece. Buckhead Shore in Buckhead, Atlanta, which I never heard of that one.
Mm-mm.
I mean, all the not USA ones I've never heard of.
I've heard of Floribama Shore.
I heard of Floribama, but not the Buckhead Shore, so that must have been short-lived. All Star Shore, Gran Canaria in Spain, which is on Paramount Plus. So then we're into episode 1, A New Family.
So the show starts off with like a series of testimonials from the cast members. And they do this a lot where, especially in the beginning, where they just kind of like throw a bunch of stuff together. So I'm not going to talk about all of the testimonials they do. So sure. We're just going to skip over some of them because they're not that important. But so it starts off with them talking about essentially what the show is. And that's them, a bunch of 20-somethings living in a house on the Jersey Shore for the summer with clubs, hot girls, and craziness. And then we cut into the theme song, which is Get Crazy by LMFAO.
Get crazy, get wild.
Let's party, get wild. The fun thing about that song is that they play the censored version. So the real version goes, if you want to have fun and do something crazy, flash your titties.
Oh, which would fit a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they couldn't have that on MTV, I guess.
Yeah, no. And one of the things that's in the opening there is not only Snooki and her giant bump in her hair.
Yeah.
But Ronnie laughing.
Yeah.
I hate his laugh. He sounds so dumb. And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, so they flash each one of the members' faces, and then they give them a little tagline.
JWoww, I don't know what she says in the opening, but I have written down, I don't want to meet JWoww in a dark alley.
Oh, it's from her. It'll come up later, but it's about after she has sex with a man, she bites their head off like a praying mantis. Yeah.
Then we start introducing the cast, and our first cast member is Paulie D. He's from Rhode Island, so he's the first one that's not from Jersey.
Yep.
He's riding a motorcycle, and he says, out here on Rhode Island, when we stop, our chromes keep spinning. And then they show the back wheel on his motorcycle. There's like a rotating chrome inside of the wheel. Like, oh, God. But I'll ride with you. Hey. He said he was born and raised. And they show him in his room with a Scarface poster.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's not right. So I'm like, maybe I'm remembering it wrong. And then I looked it up and I'm like, yeah, Tony Montana is Cuban. He's not Italian in the least. I mean, De Niro is, but not the character. And I'm like, oh, my God, they don't even know what they're talking about. Oh, God. He said it's just a lifestyle. It's being Italian. It's representing family, friends, tanning, gel, everything. I got a tanning bed at my place. That's how serious I am about being and living up to that lifestyle. Like, oh my God, the hair on this guy.
Yeah. So we have to talk about the hair. He says he spends 25 minutes on his hair every day.
And it's perfect every time.
Perfect every time. And it's just him taking a blow dryer and gel to his hair and standing it straight up.
Yep.
That's his look.
Yeah.
And like one little, and it's not like spiky. Like it's one flat piece of hair.
It's like I can't even explain it.
No,
it just
how do you
stands
explain
straight
that?
Up and it's kind of curved over the top almost. It's like a cake, maybe?
Yeah.
Like he's got a cake on his head. But I can't picture him with any other kind of hair.
No. So he says that his tagline is your girl's favorite DJ.
Yeah.
And I'd have to say that's true. He is my favorite DJ.
Oh yeah.
I would give anything to see him DJ live.
Yeah.
The way he describes his music is he wants to come in their pants to his music. Sorry.
We don't want coming in their pants.
No. That would make DJing very awkward, probably.
Yeah. Especially in the crowd. Next, we have Snooki.
She's from Poughkeepsie, New York. I love the way that sounds. Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie. I have written down, I would hate her. I would not like her.
Oh, I'd love her.
When I, you know, after we get to know her.
Yeah.
I like her. You know, she's decent. But the shots that they show of her walking on the street with her friends, I'm like, oh, I couldn't. I just couldn't. That's too much.
So she says she wants to marry a. She says her dream is to move to Jersey to find a nice juice tan guy and live her life. Aw.
Aw.
She really, really loves. They show her walking down the road and screaming that applications are it's like you can take applications. Like it's bad.
Yeah. Yep.
So she says size doesn't matter to her because she's loud and she sticks up for herself and she doesn't give a shit. So even though she's small, she packs up like a huge punch.
Well, her hair, the bump in her hair makes her at least 6 inches taller than she should be.
Truly.
Next, we have Mike, the situation, and his situation is his abs.
Yes.
Which he's very fond of showing off. And I must say, they're fine abs.
They are very fine abs.
I can't even imagine how, well, you know, it's gym, tan, laundry all the time. So right. He's always in the gym.
Yeah.
But damn, dude. Oh, it says he works out 5 days a week.
So he says he was a good-looking, smooth, well-dressed man. And I don't know if he means smooth as in, like, smooth operator, or if he means smooth as in, like, physically without hair. Because they kind of do both.
It could be both. But I kind of took it like rico,
yeah.
Suave, you know, like that smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next is Sammy Sweetheart. I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet. Yeah, no, I don't. She says she's not looking for Mr. Right. She's looking to break a lot of hearts.
And get with plenty of hot guys.
Mm. She loves to get dolled up and look good with small shorts and wears her hair extensions.
Yes. Oh, my God. Those shorts leave nothing to the imagination and are just screaming out yeast infection.
Yeah. That's all I could think of, too, is like, I'd be constantly pulling that out. You do that walk where you kind of shift from side to side. But then she defines what is. She says, somebody who knows how to club it up, takes really good care of themselves, has pretty hair, cakes on makeup, has tan skin, wears the hottest heels. Pretty much they know how to own it and rock it. If you're not a girl, then you can get the fuck out of my face.
She seems like a real treat.
Yeah. Yikes. Next, we have Vinny.
Sweet, sweet Vinny.
Oh, God. Mama's boy.
Yeah.
Just, I can't.
So as he's talking about how his mom cooks for him and cleans for him and loves him to death, she's cutting up his food. She's giving him smooches on the cheek. Like, there's an entire family sitting there eating their food, and Vinny's getting his food cut up by mommy.
Yeah, and he's 21. This is his first 21 at the Jersey Shore.
Right. He says he's a generational Italian, and he thinks guys with tans blow out and wear lip gloss and makeup aren't.
And at the point where they're doing that, they show one of the guys Polly. Putting lip gloss on. No, you know, it's like just, you know, regular, like Carmex, Vaseline, yeah. Carmex. That's what it is. But then he says he's not like other Guidos, but he knows how to fist pump and he's proud to be a Guido. And then they show him doing the fist pump thing. He's like, it starts low and then it starts to grow.
So as he's getting ready to leave, he says he has problems being away from his family. And it cuts to his mom, who's standing on the front porch sobbing. She is devastated that her son is leaving to go be absolutely bonkers in New Jersey.
He's got to be the baby.
He's got to be.
For her to act that way.
Yeah.
Next, we have Jenny J. Wow. She says, if you don't know me, then you hate me and you wish you were me.
Okay.
Gotta say, she's got a banging body.
Yeah.
She's actually my favorite girl.
Yeah.
Because she's so badass. Yeah. I just love her to death.
I do too. And I think the thing about it is, like, I don't know if she knew she was going to be that likable. She comes across as almost like prepared for people to just hate her, period.
Right.
Which I'm sure people who meet her like in day to day were intimidated by her and hated
her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But man, if I had to pick any of them to be or have as a bestie, JWoww, number one.
Me too. This is where she says she's like a praying mantis after she has sex with a guy. She will rip their heads off. Okay.
Again.
And they probably would be happy about that.
Right. I'm keeping her around. She has a bad habit of playing emotional games with men. She says she plays it cool at the beginning for like the first month. And then after that, she takes him on a roller coaster of a ride, which does not surprise me one bit. And then she talks about how she has a lot of girls who hate her, but they can't compare to her. She's currently seeing someone, but because the shore is new to her, she's going to be like a kid in a candy store. Now, I can't imagine that her boyfriend was feeling that great about this. I mean, there's part of you that thinks maybe because there's cameras, like everything you do is going to get caught. So, and they're going to edit it to make not even just her life in the show seem crazy, but to make her real life crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So I would maybe hope that with the cameras that you wouldn't do anything, but I would not.
What I saw was, okay, this is him going up that first hill of the roller coaster.
Here we go.
Get ready. Click, click, click. Next, we have Ronnie, who's from the Bronx. His only rule is to never fall in love at the Jersey Shore.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched the Jersey Shore, that's the one thing he does at the Jersey Shore.
Well, him and Sammy, they're both talking shit. And I'm like, you guys. Okay. He said it's about getting laid.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
He's take your shirt off and they come to you.
Like flies on shit.
Oh, God.
He thinks first impressions are everything. He says the bank account can be low, but you always have to look good. You always have to have a haircut, have new sneakers, and have to look fresh. And as they're doing this, he's laying out his new sneakers and his pants, getting ready to pack. And it's just like, I want to know why the style. I've never liked Italian, like that age group of style dress.
Yeah.
And I would love to know what their ancestors would think of the way that they're dressed.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be interesting. Well, you know, Ronnie's part Puerto Rican too. Yeah. So he's got
a lot of things going on. Yeah,
a lot of things going on. But you know what? Ronnie's got a banging bod. I can't.
Yeah.
They all do, but Ronnie is just.
He's a little bit more stout than the rest
of them. Yeah, he's the little, the beefy guy.
Yeah.
You know, the linebacker
shape.
That, well, that's my, you know, I like. I want a belly, but, you know, I still like the nice, strong arms.
Yeah.
I don't care about your six pack ads, Mike.
He says a stereotype of a guy that always looks prettier than his girlfriend, which is completely unacceptable. He says there's no way that he would have a girlfriend that wasn't prettier than him, which he seems like the type of person who would like a pretty girl and be shallow in that way. But I was just thinking, I guess they all seem that way.
And you know what I thought about this first episode, observing Ronnie, knowing how it all turns out, you know, years and years later, and what went on with him and his other girlfriends and how it all went to hell. He's the one that seems down to earth and nice and respectable in this first episode.
Don't even get me started on Ronnie, because Brandon and I wanted to do a podcast, and I wanted the first episode to be about Ronnie, because I do think there's some sort of redemption that we need to have for him at this point, because when you watch a lot of the stuff that happened to him later on,
yeah,
he was being physically and violently abused and they all let it happen.
Yeah.
And because Ronnie was shitty to Sammy in the beginning, and that's the way everyone remembers it, they just completely let it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I could go on about that for hours, but yeah, he's the way he comes across in this first episode, I think, is his true nature. And then I think drugs and alcohol took a hold of him.
Sure.
And sent him down a spiral.
Yeah. And being abused.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But he says beers, bitches, and the beach. That's all you need to know about the Jersey Shore. Okay, Ronnie. And then is it finally we have Angelina? She's from Staten Island.
Yep.
She says she's the Kim Kardashian of Staten Island. I wouldn't be too proud of that then or now.
Yeah.
And then she has real boobs and a fat ass.
She's all natural.
She says she's hot. And I'm looking at her going, well, you're not that hot. Stand next to JWoww and you're the ugly one out of the group.
Yeah,
for sure. But she has a boyfriend, too.
She says this is going to be a big test for them. She wants him to trust her. And if he can't trust her, she's just going to break up with him. Has nothing to do with like her cheating. Like she's I don't know. I don't get her game there. I think they should have just probably broken up beforehand. I think she was just looking for a cute storyline.
Yeah. Yeah. Next, we have a montage of all of them driving in.
Yep.
The first one we see arrive at the house is, I just call him Sitch all the way through. He wants the house to be filled with good looking girls. He's the first one that gets there. He's checking out the house.
He says the house is made up of multiple rooms and multiple floors. So the way it looks like is there's like the living room area with some bedrooms on it, a floor of bedrooms, and then like a top upstairs, like balcony floor.
Party patio.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was it in the Haunting of Bly Manor? The pipette or whatever? The pappet, whatever. So since he's
the parapet. I'm like, pipette? No. Were they doing science?
I'm leaving that in. Since the first one in the house, he's going to pick the first room. And he's all about, from this point on, making sure that his sleeping situation is the best situation.
Right. So the next person we see is JWoww driving. She says she's bringing New York to New Jersey because they can't drive and they don't know how to party. You know, she looks like she's got a Red Bull in her hand while she's driving. Love her.
So Pauly D shows up next. He meets Mike and they greet each other. They immediately clicked and they decided to room together with the hopes of getting a third bunkmate that's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So then Sammy immediately shows up after this.
Yep.
And she introduces herself to everyone.
Mike thinks she's beautiful.
Yeah, he couldn't help himself right off the bat.
And he thinks she's beautiful, and he decides right then and there he's going to hook up with her.
Right.
Like, she has no choice.
Yeah, she he hasn't asked her yet. No, it's not her choice at all. He's going to be doing that.
Yeah.
So she says they're typical Jersey guys and that they have banging bods and they're hot as hell. So Mike immediately suggests to Sammy, let's have you in our room.
Right. And she agrees. Next, we see Ronnie in his car. He's ready to party, get filthy, creepy, and weird. Okay.
Yikes.
Snooki can't drive.
No, she's trying to pull a U-turn in the middle of the road. And as she's sitting there in the middle of the road, her car dies.
Yeah.
Just turns right off on her. And there's a car turning as she's doing that. My worst nightmare.
Like, again, don't look at me. Vinny gets there next.
He walks in and he sees Pauly D immediately, clocks him for his hair, and says, this kid is perfect.
And then he calls him this kid.
Yeah. And then he sees Mike and calls him a big muscular girl. And you can tell that he doesn't really particularly like Mike.
Right.
And then he sees Sammy, who he thinks is hot, but he could be with hotter girls.
And one thing we forgot to say when we introduced Vinny is that he was going on about how he's college educated.
Yes.
Because he has a degree and, you know, everybody else is stupid. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Mike suggests to Vinny that he get a bed to himself because he doesn't know who's going to be a jerk. And we don't know who the next person coming in is. And I don't know why he felt the need to direct everyone in the house. Mike immediately takes that leadership role and is like, you're sleeping here, you're sleeping here, and you're sleeping here.
He's kind of a control freak.
Right. So Vinny sets his bag down on one bed and decides that if he likes the person who comes in next, he'll leave his bags there and they'll bunk together. And if he doesn't, it's going to be the single bed for him.
Right. So they go up to the party patio or the party parapet. And they're standing there looking over the side. And the next person to pull up is JWoww. And she gets out of the car. And, you know, at this point, she's got long black hair with blonde streaks in it. And Vinny's like, I see this girl with fake boobs and black hair, blonde streaks in it. And immediately I'm going to go move my bag. And
yeah.
I'm like, dude, you don't even know.
No.
You have no clue.
He jumps over the couch to get back into the house so that he can have the room by himself.
It just goes to show you, don't judge people until you get to know them.
Nope. So JWoww comes in and introduces herself as such. Everybody else, even though they have a nickname so far, has introduced themselves as their name.
Right.
JWoww comes in and says, I'm JWoww. And Vinny thinks that's ridiculous. He's like, I don't introduce myself as VWoww. That's not your nickname, Vinny.
And he didn't come in and say, my name is Vincent. He said his name was Vinny. So you gave your nickname too, ass.
Right.
Meanwhile, Snooki's trying to get there and her car's dying.
She's like, why is my car making that noise? Me every day.
God, we've all been there, though. It's okay, Snook. Snooki comes in the house, though, after she gets finally to the house with her piece of shit car. And immediately she's like, are we drinking? Who's drinking? Let's do a shot. Somebody calls her a mini chihuahua painted black. And then they can't get her name right. They ask her what her nickname is, and she says Snooki. But then all of them don't call her Snooki. They call her Snooker, Snickers, Snicky.
Yeah, Snooks.
Snooks.
So now Ronnie shows up, and Vinny realizes he's the smallest guy there. He's going to be the only not typical looking Italian dude.
But he's smart, right? He's got a degree.
Right.
Who needs That's muscles if you got a right. brain, Vinny?
Ronnie likes a place but wishes there was a stripper pole in the middle of the room.
Okay, that's douchey.
And then Angelina walks up to the house and she's got garbage bags with her. She didn't bother to get a suitcase. She just shoved everything into black garbage bags, which earlier JWoww did have a garbage bag, but at least had stuff in it that made sense to be in there. She had suitcases with her. Angelina did not.
Pauly D is mortified. He's like, you don't got family you can borrow a suitcase from. I'm like, oh, but because I've traveled with garbage bags before because I didn't have luggage or family to borrow it from.
So everyone's in the house and they have their landlord walk in, Danny. Danny is also their new boss. They will be working for Danny at a t-shirt shop. Pauly D doesn't want to work and is worried about this.
Because he's a DJ.
Because he's a DJ. Why would he work in a t-shirt shop?
Because that's what the show is, Pauly.
So Danny gives them their new rules and says if they show up drunk or late, they will be fired. And they all shake on this, and the night begins.
Party starts. Snooki goes hard fast.
Yes. She's getting incredibly drunk as fast as she can.
And she loves everybody.
She kind of corners Mike and is asking about his food, but she's not being super clear about what she wants.
And she's rubbing up against him.
Right.
He's kind of like, boy, this girl's, wow.
So everyone is kind of laughing at her in confusion. And then she walks out and heads upstairs to this new party patio. The other roommates are weary because she's already making trouble and the first night isn't even finished.
Sammy calls her Miss Drama Queen, which, haha, just wait.
Vinny says she went from stupid to incoherent.
You know what? I totally sympathize with Snooki. I have been there.
Well, and you've come to this house where you think that everybody's going to be partying. You think that everybody's going to get drunk as fuck as soon as they can.
Right.
So there's no reason to hold yourself back because that's literally what they're getting paid to do right now.
Right.
So I totally understand where she's coming from, and I feel really bad for her.
So do I, because nobody else is like, she's like, what, we're supposed to be drinking, right? This is the party house, right? Also, there's probably a little bit of social anxiety meeting all these new people and being in front of cameras. And
yeah.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
I totally feel for her.
So she's upstairs ranting about how she's getting fucked over and nobody knows what she's going through. And she's having kind of a pity party by herself. So everyone comes upstairs to hang out and drink with her. So she's over by herself. She's not being with anyone else.
She's like, this is not fair at all.
So in her little testimonial, she's talking about how she's used to being the center of attention and that she's used to meeting new people and being around people and talking to them. And so this is not like what she's used to. And so she's having a really hard time.
Yeah. She feels left out, I think.
Meanwhile, the boys are getting in the hot tub.
Yep.
And suddenly Snooki is turned back on like a light. She's right ready there. To go.
Hello.
She is stripping down to her skivvies and hopping into that hot tub.
One of them says, can that get wet? Vinny says, and then Snickers joins us in the hot tub, and that's when the party started.
So she takes her shirt off, and she starts messing with the guys, and she starts kissing on Ronnie.
She attacked him. She attacks Ronnie.
Yeah, I guess I don't really put the gravitas there.
And then we see Angelina and Sammy sitting on the couch, drinking, you know, and judging her. Don't know where JWoww is.
Probably getting a... You know what? There's no one else in the house.
Yeah, no.
I have no idea.
But the next time we see JWoww, she's in the hot tub. So maybe she was changing into her bathing suit because she wasn't going to pull a Snooki and get in there in her bra and thong.
Yeah.
But Angelina says, how do you get in a jacuzzi with a thong and a bra? Wear a thong bikini. That's a little bit more classier. Because it looks different? I don't... Just because one's Victoria's Secret and the other one is... Ocean Pacific, does it make that much of a deal?
I have always thought that. I've always been curious, like, what the difference is in particular, because it's not hiding or showing anything different.
Yeah, no, I don't understand. Because it's that much different? That's something I've never understood either.
So like you said, JWoww shows up and she's in the hot tub now and Snooki decides to attack her next.
Pauly D says, she is, in fact, tipsy.
So she's trying to get Vinny to take his sunglasses off, and she's just going absolutely wild on everyone.
I want to see your eyeballs.
Pauly says it's not very attractive when a girl gets that sloppy. And the boys are talking and saying how she stood up to every Jersey girl stereotype by being sloppy and hitting on all of them. Poor girl.
Yeah. Then she passed out. Yep. The roommates decide to go out and check out their neighborhood.
Yeah. So they end up on the boardwalk and they're playing like carnival games and having a good time. And Snooki wakes up. So she's walking around the house trying to find out where everyone went. And there's a quacking noise that starts. And it's their phone.
Yep.
So she starts making a call to someone and they immediately hang up on her.
Yeah, and I think that's user error with the phone. I mean, that's demonstrated later in the scene.
Yeah. So we find out she's trying to call her dad, and her dad has no idea who's on the phone with her. Like, she's like said it's Snooki like three times, and he's like, who is it? No, couldn't be, and hangs up on her again.
And this is where we first see her trademark fluffy slippers, too.
Yes.
So JWoww's boyfriend calls looking for her, and she's like, hang on a second, and she puts the duck down. Hangs up on him, because as soon as you put it down, it hangs up.
Right.
He calls back and says, you know, she says, you know, who is it? And he says, you know, Jenny's boyfriend. He goes, you're not going to hang up on me again, are you? And she says, no. And she puts the phone down again and hangs up on him.
Meanwhile, at the boardwalk, Angelina is making assumptions that Mike and Sammy are going to hook up. And she seems jealous about this.
Oh, yeah.
I think just because she's not the one getting the attention first, it has nothing to do with Mike particularly. She just wanted to be the first one to be hooked up with.
Right.
Ronnie and Mike are both in agreement that, like, this is probably going to happen. They each have their own testimonial, and they're like, yeah, that's going to happen. So finally, everyone comes home from the boardwalk, and Snooki is upset because she's been left behind.
Where you guys been?
Right. And Vinny can't figure out how she's even alive.
Poor Vinny.
So JWoww mentions her boyfriend, and all of the men in the house kind of freak out because they didn't realize that she had a boyfriend.
And Vinny calls her a shady bitch.
He sure does.
Pauly D says he'll help her forget about her boyfriend. Yes, please. Ronnie goes, and the truth comes out.
So the next morning, Snooki says she feels like ass and can't remember what she did. She's trying to, her and JWoww are standing in the bathroom together, and she's trying to get JWoww to hold her hair while she pukes. And JWoww's like, no,
I don't do that.
So they have to get to work. Everyone is annoyed with Snooki because she's making them late because she's trying to throw up. And then, you know, after you throw up, you've got to take care of yourself. And who knows if she's even ready at this point.
Right.
So Vinny in his testimonial says that he can't be responsible for someone not knowing their work schedule. And he says he's not anyone's mother. So they all decide to leave and get to work on time. And Snooki is yet again left behind.
Yep.
So it's their first day at the t-shirt shop. And everyone who is there is telling Danny that they're ready to work. They're all excited. They're all like, yeah, I'm ready to get into it, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh. Danny says, are we missing someone?
Snooki is on her way, and she arrives, and Danny already wants to speak with her outside.
But she can't find the t-shirt shop first.
Right.
Before she gets there, she's walking around going, where is it? Poor girl.
So Danny pulls her outside and is like, where have you been? And she was like, I had to throw up, basically.
No, she didn't even say that. She said she was brushing her teeth. She keeps denying that she was throwing up, and everybody can hear her in the bathroom throwing up. She's like, no, I was brushing my teeth.
So he's basically like, there's no excuses. We don't allow excuses here, but I'm going to let it slide since it's the first day.
And you can go home.
Yeah.
Basically, you're not working today.
Yeah. So he sends her home.
The roommates come home from work, and Snooki confronts them and asks them why they're acting weird towards her. Situation says, no, they aren't. And Snooki says, no, seriously. And Sammy says, what, were you sick? Like, what were you doing? We were ready to go. And Snooki goes, I was in the bathroom. Yeah, puking.
So Sammy says she doesn't want to deal with someone's pukey breath. And Snooki gets very almost defensive about that. And she's like, I brushed my teeth. And Sammy still doesn't care. She's like, I don't want your pukey breath near me.
Yeah.
Regardless if you've brushed your teeth or not.
And then we see Sammy in her testimonial. And she says, Snooki, I don't want anything to do with her. I don't have time for, like, stupid bimbos.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Snooki in her testimonial says that everyone is cool with themselves because they didn't fuck up the first night and they're connected and she's in the outcast.
Yeah, she passed out and didn't get to bond with everybody.
Yep. So they decide to make dinner and they're working together to cook, and Mike is going on about how cute Sammy is and how there's a big possibility of them hooking up. And they keep calling her wifey material just because she is simply following directions in a kitchen.
Because she knows how to peel garlic?
Right.
Please.
Sammy says that her and Mike are feeling each other and everything is cool with them. Pauly, on the other hand, thinks that girls are supposed to cook and that the men are supposed to eat, but Mike did his thing and cooked them a large meal and they ate like a family.
They had sausage and peppers and chicken and salad. And this is where we see the beginning of family dinner.
Yeah, this is their first family dinner. Yeah. They do that for the rest of the show.
Yep.
So they have to say grace, and Vinny offers to do that. And there being a couple of kids about it, where they're just all giggling and making jokes and snickering at each other. And JWoww is getting pissed off because she thinks grace is very serious. And
you don't make a joke out of grace.
No, you don't
not
do that.
When JWoww's around.
Yeah. They say grace, they're starting dinner, and Snooki's like, I gotta say something.
Yeah.
So she says she feels stupid and everyone has the wrong impression of her, so she speaks up. She apologizes for acting like an asshole if she offended anyone or if they got the wrong impression of her. She says she's really the sweetest girl and gets along with everyone. She thanks everyone for taking care of her, even if they didn't want to, and all of the roommates start clapping for her.
And Sammy says, I appreciate that.
You just called her a stupid bimbo. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
JWoww gives her a little smooch on the head and they make a toast and start to eat.
Now here's where the real drama starts.
Right.
Like, you thought Snooki was drama night one?
No.
Just wait.
Everybody else manages to make themselves all look like assholes for the rest of the night.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's totally equal at this point.
Yeah. Snooki looks good. At the- Well, I don't think JWoww made too much of an ass of herself, but.
So Mike and Polly are standing on the party patio and they're looking over the side of the railing and they're seeing these girls walk by and they're like, they're going fishing.
Uh-huh.
So they're getting these girls to come up to their balcony basically and hang out with them.
Yep, three girls. Ronnie knows it's going to be a problem.
Right. Especially because Mike and Sammy have been vibing on each other, and he thinks that bringing the girls into the house is going to cause massive problems.
But Vinny thinks it's a good idea.
Well, you're 21 and drunk, you idiot.
Because he's so smart.
Right.
He's college educated.
So they get these girls upstairs, and they immediately do what Snooki did the night before and get completely undressed and get in the jacuzzi.
Yep.
Now, how about hypocritical? Because they were talking about how sloppy and gross it was that she did that, and now they're inviting three random girls who they're not supposed to be making any kind of connections with, making feel comfortable, and they're having these girls do that.
And my thought about that was maybe they're holding the house girls to a higher standard than just random hookups.
Well, that's potentially true, but I also think that, you know, the way they went in on Snooki.
Oh, I agree.
Was too much based on what they expect other girls to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree. But Sam and Angelina are
back at it again.
Yeah. And they go upstairs to the patio and Sammy calls them trashy skanks. And why is Sammy carrying her purse?
Probably because she thinks it looks cute.
Just like, why are you carrying that purse? You're in your own house. Not like you're at the club. Ronnie's like, don't do it, though.
Right. He wants them to stay downstairs because he knows that it's going to cause issues. He says if they bring three dudes back to the house, he's not going to go upstairs and creep on them.
Right.
Mike is making out with some of these girls, and he's like, these girls like to have fun.
Right.
And he says some of the girls in the house wouldn't even get in the jacuzzi.
Meaning Angelina and Sammy, because the other two did get in the hot tub.
Right. Again, I mixed signals, y'all. What do you want from them?
Guys are pigs.
So Ronnie tries again and says that if they go upstairs, it's just going to cause tension and it'll let them do their thing. And Sammy says that there's no tension. And then in her testimonial says, if you're bringing home skanks into the house and she's not causing problems, she says they're adults and they can do whatever they want. So Sammy and Angelina go upstairs and realize that these girls are just in their bra and underwear.
And one of them starts taking their bra off.
Yep. So Angelina says she had respect for the guys until she saw them in the hot tub with those girls. She didn't think they were going to be those typical Jersey guys.
Didn't she call them Jersey whore guys?
Yeah, just Jersey ho guys.
Yeah.
So they try to get Ronnie into the hot tub, but he refuses. And Angelina says that she knows that they're classy because she didn't get into the hot tub with those guys and she lives there.
Situation says they're mad at them. He says, you know, they're on stalker mode.
And that Angelina is in Sammy's ear saying, I told you so. I told you about him.
And Sammy said that Mike's shitting his pants right now because he keeps looking over at them sitting on the couch. And at that point, Sammy loses interest in Mike.
Yep. And also at that point, Polly pulls a thong out of the hot tub. So Angelina's like, can we filter out the water? She's appalled and she says she would never do that regarding taking her underwear off in the hot tub with a random strange guy. Girls in the hot tub are talking to the boys and they're trying to figure out if they have girlfriends, and then they all start making out.
Right. And then Situation keeps looking over his shoulder at Sammy and gets out of the hot tub.
Because Sammy is just staring daggers at him.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking and Sammy says she honestly wants him to do his thing and she doesn't want to ruin it. And Mike's like, really? No, you idiot.
Again, why does she have her purse?
So Angelina and Sammy decide to go inside. In her testimonial, Angelina says, don't bring girls home if you like someone else. Mike thinks it's okay to do what he does, but she doesn't think that's right. Mike realizes that Sammy is backing off a bit, but he thinks the situation is under control because he's ignorant.
He's just that stupid.
So Mike, being that stupid, gets into the jacuzzi. And then he says the clothes just started to come off and they were having fun.
So my notes say, naked girls in the jacuzzi, house girls bitching, naked girls invite the boys back to their house two blocks over.
So Angelina goes inside and she's telling JWoww what's going on. The three of them, Angelina, Sammy, and JWoww, are talking about how gross it is that Paulie is up there making out with a girl at his age. So apparently he's like 29 and he's making out with like 20-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Which is a little creepy. That's a little gross. So in her testimonial, Angelina says it was horrible what happened in the jacuzzi. She watched them make themselves look like typical jerk-offs.
Typical jerk-offs.
JWoww says it to be respectful to the girls and that they're trying to get guys into the house and be rude to them.
JWoww says, don't disrespect the girls. We're not trying to grab three douchebags off the street and bring them in here to be rude to you.
Vinny in his testimonial goes, this is the Jersey Shore. What are we supposed to do?
Play with each other the whole time? Dick.
So it shows Snooki in her bed and she overhears someone say, I can never go in the jacuzzi again. I'm going to throw up. And they're starting to plant the seed that in her head, she's only hearing parts of the conversation. And parts of the conversation are, she can relate back to what she did. So it sounds like they're complaining about Snooki.
Exactly. And Snook has no idea because she's been in bed all night.
Right. She has no idea that there's these three girls who did the same thing that she did the night before.
Exactly. But then again, I'm thinking, man, you're really spinning out because to think that the next night they're still talking about what you did the night before, even after family dinner and you apologized and all that stuff. Wow, girl.
That's some social anxiety.
Yeah.
So JWoww yells at Paulie for hooking up with a girl who was only 20 years old. And he says he doesn't know what the hell happened. JWoww is disgusted by this. And she says that, how are you going to be 29 years old and make out with three 20-year-olds in a hot tub? The random girls are outside asking where the guys are, all while the guys are standing inside debating about whether or not they're going to go. So they still don't, they haven't agreed to go, but the girls are outside thinking they're coming.
But what I have, what Paulie says to JWoww is, you girls don't want to party, so we're going to find girls to party. It's the summer and we're going to make the best of it. So basically, what do you expect us to do, man? You guys don't want to party, so we're going to find somebody to party.
Nicole wanted to party the night before.
And
where
were you
all?
And you guys didn't want to party. Fuck you guys. Fuck you.
The girls walk back into the house and JWoww stops them and says, wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong idea.
Wrong.
They can stay outside and do what they want, but coming inside was the wrong idea. A bad idea, in fact. The girls go to close the door and Angelina says, don't let it hit you on the ass on the way out. And the one random girl goes, bitches, and slams the door shut. And that sets Angelina off.
Oh, yeah.
So she stands up and runs over to the door. And she goes, hello, don't slam doors. And then one of the random girls says, shut up. And then she talks like a man. And Angelina says, all the whores shut up, and slams the door closed again.
She says, are you stupid? You don't slam doors in this fucking house. I wouldn't fuck with Angelina either. I think she could probably really put a hurting on somebody.
Yeah, with those windmill arms. I just imagine her as a windmill arm fighter. So Snooki overhears Angelina say, when a girl's that much of a whore, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine what it's like you said, to think that they're complaining about you that bad.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her for what she's about to do.
No, I don't either, because she totally thinks that they're talking about her and she's totally feeling unwelcome in her own house, basically.
And
totally an outcast when she's used to being the center of attention.
And that's the kind of production you can't facilitate. You know what I mean? That they couldn't have done that on purpose.
Yeah, no, I don't think that was scripted at all. At all. It wasn't scripted at all.
So Angelina says that the boys are going to hate her because she's going to fuck up their game. And she continues on at the guys and says she's not going to find her boyfriend at the shore and take him to the jacuzzi and have him take his boxers off. Ronnie cuts in and says, if you guys bring back guys, I'm not going to sit at the hot tub and watch you guys like creeps. In his testimonial, he points out that they blocked the boys bad, like cock blocked.
Yeah, he said they cock blocked. And Angelina says, they should bring classy girls, not trash. Well, you know, that's your opinion, Angelina.
Right.
I mean, technically you could be trash because you're there at the shore with all these random dudes and you have a boyfriend back home.
Right.
Ronnie and Angelina keep fighting, and then Ronnie tells Sitch that he's the problem. And then Situation realizes he's screwed because he can't get with Sammy now.
Yeah.
Aw, poor Mike.
All the while Angelina, Ronnie, and Situation are having this kind of a conversation, if you look at Sammy, she's like grinning from ear to ear. She is absolutely tickled that they're having this conversation about her.
Yeah.
That the first fight in the house is about whether or not she's liked.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, oh yeah. Plus, I don't think she really felt all that much for Mike. Like, she may have thought maybe, but I think that as soon as she saw him in the hot tub with that other girl, all that went out the window.
Yeah.
So she's just laughing because Mike's basically trying to save it.
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
Yeah.
No, you got nothing to save, buddy.
Right. You're hot, but you're not that hot.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously you're dumb. Right. So
JY asks Vinny if Situation put his lips to another girl, and Vinny looks like a deer caught in the headlights. He's like, why am I being brought into this?
He nods his head and says no. So yeah. He's nodding yes and saying no. And then JWoww goes, don't bring dirty girls back.
So Mike jumps to defend himself and says that he got out of a hot tub before anything like that could have happened, which is a lie, because before all that happened, he was making out with a girl before Sammy and Angelina went upstairs. So he absolutely was kissing on a girl.
Oh, yeah.
In his testimonial, Mike says that he was vibing with Sam, but at the same time, you don't know with people. And it's really no sweat off his back. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Which.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
That sounds like someone who got caught and is bummed about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's him trying to save face for sure.
So JWoww has realized that Snooki is nowhere to be seen and is like, where's Snooki? And Angelina's like,
oh, no, she says, what happened to Snickers?
Yeah. So Angelina's like, maybe she's downstairs. Snooki is actually on the phone with her dad, letting him know that she wants to go home. She says she's being ignored and she doesn't like that, so she wants to leave. She explains to her dad that she got wasted the first night and made herself look like an ass. Her dad said she had a bit of a rocky road, but she's not a quitter. And she says she's never been away from her family like this before and she misses them. And then it shows her going back to her room and dumping out all of her stuff into a bag.
Yeah.
So Ronnie finds Snooki doing that and asks if she's throwing in the towel. And in his testimonial, Ronnie says, well, do what you got to do. I'm not going to coddle you like a little baby in my arms. So he goes to the other room and tells them that Snooki is leaving and all the other roommates can't believe it. Someone asks why she's leaving and another person responds, it's because she thinks we hate her. And everyone's immediately like, no.
Right.
Sammy in her testimonial says she feels bad because this is the true eight and they need her.
Mm-hmm.
So they go into the girls go into the room and ask why she's leaving. And Snooki says it's the fact that she feels like an outcast. And JWoww's like, everyone is out of their element. So in her testimonial, Snooki says, why would I stay here in the house where no one wants to get to know me? Why would I end my summer with people that don't even want me around? So they're standing there trying to convince her to stay because it's only the second day. And Snooki thinks that if she hasn't been able to bond with anyone at this point, it's not going to happen at all. So the girls are like, you don't know that. And then Snooki says, this is the greatest situation for her because she loves being around new people. She loves to party and she loves the Jersey Shore. She just has this bad feeling in her gut that she feels like she needs to go home. And then it starts the coming up on in the next season.
Yep. I love this show. It's such a guilty pleasure for me because it's just.
All guilt, no pleasure here.
You don't get any pleasure out of watching it?
No, I said all guilt, no pleasure, didn't I?
Right.
I meant the opposite. All pleasure, no guilt.
I was like, what does that mean? Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a 50-some-year-old woman, so, you know, I feel kind of silly watching, you know, 20-somethings party, but the whole dynamic and the whole ridiculousness of it all, I love this show.
Yeah, I remember watching this show as a kid and being like, having absolutely the wrong idea about what it would be like to be in my 20s, because my 20s have not been like that, thank God.
Yeah, exactly.
But I remember watching that show and being like, these kids are wild. And then watching it again as adult, as a young 20-year-old.
Right.
And having a completely different experience. And even now being an even older 20-year-old since I've watched it last.
Yeah.
My bones ache watching this show. Just watching them go out and party and knowing the amount of drugs that they've done and all of the other stuff and what's to come. Like, it's just an absolute chaotic ball of entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think if the main characters weren't so likable, because after you watch the show so many times, you really kind of get to know them. Even though you know reality shows are scripted, you feel like you kind of get to know who they are. And deep down, they're pretty good people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some of them are questionable, but, you know, some of them are seem like pretty good people. You know, really family oriented and just eccentric, you know?
Yeah. I don't know how much of Family Vacation you watched, but Mike actually gets a redemption because, like, during Jersey Shore, I hated Mike. He was the absolute worst.
Yeah.
But he does actually get a little bit of a redemption once he gets sober and cleaned up and out of jail. Like,
yeah, he's agreed. I did watch that. Yeah. And then at the when they come back, he actually has to go to jail for tax evasion.
Yeah.
And then he's planning his wedding to the girl that he's known since high school or whatever. And,
yeah. He ends up with a great girl. Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes you got to hit rock bottom, man.
Yeah.
So, Jersey Shore flew.
Flew by me.
Love it. Get crazy. Get wild.
Let's party. Get loud. If you want to have fun and do something crazy, flash your titties. Bye, y'all.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. To support us, please leave a positive review and follow us on Instagram at @willitfly. If you have an idea about a show you'd like us to watch, you can email us at willitflyinfo@gmail.com.